This is Cedric Clute inviting you to step back in time and enjoy your visit to the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode. One of the underground men describes a descent into the Kennedy. I was scared all right when the skip came to the collar of the shaft, and it was my turn to get on. The skip tender puts ladders in for guys to stand on. You can pack about 10 men in the thing, which is about 5 feet square and 10 feet long. I remember the skip was hanging even with the collar of the shaft, and the men were putting their jumpers on, getting ready to go. My knees were knocking and my throat was so dry I couldn't swallow. Then the skip tender slammed on the bale and pushed the button to signal the hoisting engineer. In a few seconds, we were on our way down. It felt like someone had cut the cable, and the skip fit the shaft so close I had to turn my head sideways to keep the timbers from knocking the carbide lamp off my hat. At last, the skip began to slow down, and we were close to the 6,400-foot level. Now the skip was bouncing up and down the shaft, back and forth. This was caused by the stretch in the mile-long length of cable. I climbed out, and things were beautiful down there. The quartz ledge was almost snow white, and the slate it was between was dead black. Like I said, it was beautiful down there. This is Cedric Clute coming to you from the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode.